Chalukas HaRishonim, the mitzvah of Tashbisus Ormi Bateichem. If the mitzvah of Tashbisus is considered a mitzvah which comes to be menatek the lav of Bal Yiro or Bal Yimotze, or it's not considered a lav hanitek lase, and the reason why one doesn't get malchus of Bal Yiro or Bal Yimotze is because it's a lav she'ein by ma'ase. Shitas HaRambam and the Chinuch is that if a person buys chametz on Pesach, or he makes chametz on Pesach by putting se'or into flour, he gets malchus because he was over through a ma'ase. Since he was over through a ma'ase, he gets malchus. Rashi says that in all circumstances, a person never gets malchus for the issa of Bal Yiro or Bal Yimotze, because the issa of Bal Yiro or Bal Yimotze is nitek lase. You're not allowed to have chametz, you're not allowed to own chametz, and if you own chametz, you have to get rid of it. Therefore, it's considered a lav hanitek lase. Therefore, even if you acquire chametz, you still don't get malchus, because it's nitek lase. Last week we discussed the reasoning behind the Rambam, why the Rambam held that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is not a nitek lase. And according to one pshat, we had a beer because the Tashbisu comes before the Bal Yiro, because the Bal Yiro is first at night, according to Shitas HaRavid, and the Tashbisu starts earlier. According to Shitas HaRambam himself, the way the Magen Mishnah, the way the Neidim Yehuda learns, the Rambam also holds that Bal Yiro starts from Chatzos, in which case we can't say that Tashbisu is at Chatzos and the Bal Yiro is Belaila, but rather we learn that the Rambam is Mevuya, that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is the whole Yudalad. A person is Mekayim on Yudalad, the mitzvah of Gerin Chometz, even before he is over the Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotze. Therefore, since the mitzvah Sase comes before the Loi Sase, the Rambam holds is not called the Lava Nitta Klase, like we saw from the Shagas Ayah. Another possibility the Shagas Ayah had to say was, which he wasn't sufficient with that, is that maybe Tashbisu is a mitzvah Sase Shazman Groma. If it's a mitzvah Sase Shazman Groma, it's a Noshim HaPotah. The Lav of Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze Avada is Koilol Anoshim and Noshim, like all Yisurim Shabbatoyah. So the Shagas Ayah, maybe the reason why the Rambam holds that Tashbisu is not Menatek the Lav of Bal Yiro, because the Rambam has a klal. And the klal is that if the asay doesn't include everything that the lav includes, that can't be a nitek lasay. So if the lav includes anoshim and noshim, and tashbisa only includes anoshim, so that would be a lav which would not be menatek lasay. Therefore, the only reason it's possible that a person shouldn't get malchus on Bal Yiro is because it's ain boy maisa. The Shagas Ayah shlugged that up and he says it's mestave, that since tashbisu is the mitzvah of getting rid of chametz, and the lav is not having chametz, so it's mistava that whoever is included in the lav is included in the mitzvah, similar to l'moshel, the lav of leisas and melacha, that noshim aren't allowed to do melacha, and therefore according to many rishonim, they're also muzer in the mitzvah saseh of shabbosayin, who adin tashbisu, even though it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, mistava says the shagasai that noshim achayiv, and as we saw last week, he was mechavet for the seifa achinuch, where the seifa achinuch says beferish, that noshim in the mitzvah of Tashbisu. So a shita which comes a little bit in between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says clear that Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze is a nitek lase. The Rambam says clearly that Tashbisu is not a mitzvah which is menatek to lav, rather it's a lav she'ein bo ma'ase. So the shita of Tosfos, anifa dekashtiko Tosfos, was the ganze Welt ketzach ayum der Teusvis, and midach sich de bi en Teusvis, steht in der Sefer Piyitzchach, a bit of Petterberg, a gewaldige bi en Teusvis, na abeise medafam, a bit of Savlonis, and a bit of Simas Leiv, to the Shtickel, was me geit leinen zusammen, es ist geboit af a po kashis von der Shagasayi, af a Shtickel Teusvis. Tosfos in the Afchav Tesa Medbeis in Maseches Pesachim seems to say a gewaldige chiddush. Now before we say Tosfos, let's just speak out of Dover Poshet. Let's give ourselves a marshal of a lav and nitek lasei. Not what we're learning by Yibayim, but a different lav and nitek lasei. What's an example of lav and nitek lasei? Shabbos to Zayla. Shabbos to Zayla. Zayla. So the alav of Leisignoiv, Leisigzoil, and the pasuk says Ve'eshav esag Zayla. So a person doesn't get malchus if he steals, because the Torah says give it back. Or let's say Noisa. Noisa, the Gemara says, is also nitik lase. You're not allowed to leave over the meat. And if you leave left over the meat, the Torah says you have to burn it. Shochakan. It's a pasha fazich. That's the standard two examples of lav nitik lase. Now, let's ask ourselves a simple question. The Torah says, a mitzvah ve'eshav esag zeila. Somebody learns to say for mitzvahs, he opens up mitzvahs, I say, kuf, tzadi, beiz, ve'eshav esag zeila, or a mitzvah, ichol makayim na ala mitzvahs in the Torah. So the mele, I want to steal in order to give back to return. About it, not allowed to do that. Because the ve'eshav comes specifically, if you're over the lav. The Torah said, what are you supposed to do? But that doesn't give a heter to be over on the lav. So now let's ask ourselves a question. A person has chometz on Pesach. And he says, okay, I have chometz, so tomorrow I want to make myself a fire, and I'll keep it till tomorrow, and I'll burn it tomorrow. So the chaya is not allowed to do it. Once he finds chometz, and he wasn't mevakel his chometz, he's over right away now in Bal Yirah. So Bal Yirah says, you have to get rid of it. So the chaya, he has to get rid of it right now. If he'll leave chometz and say, oh, I'm going to burn it because I want to make a nice bonfire tomorrow night, he's about to over on the lab of Bal Yirah. Just, he's not going to get malchus because ultimately it's nitik lase. Those are the pashas. Comes Tosfos, and Tosfos seems to say that a person is not over b'chlal Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh if he finds chometz and eventually plans to burn it. Tosfos is a shtickle Tosfos in Chavtes Amad Beis, the top right of the page. Says Tosfos, Umikan Mechi Achri. Tosfos says his Yisoid Mekoyach HaGemara, complicated Gemara. We'll leave out the Raya of Tosfos. We'll just say the din that Tosfos Mechadash from the Gemara. Umikan Mechi Achri, says Tosfos, the top right of the page. Right before it gets wide in the Tosfos. Umikan Mechi Achri, Shahamasha Chometz BePesach. If someone leaves chometz intentionally on Pesach, v'daitoi levara, and is planning to get rid of it, einoi oive ba'oisa shehiyah. He's not oive for that waiting around and keeping chometz. De'i amrit oive, akati amaymol Rabbi Yosi hamiyak shiyiftei sehu shaloi, umoide Rabbi Yosi deshachol yateroi. So again, the Raya will leave out of Tosfos, but Tosfos says a din. If a person intentionally leaves chometz, al das to be mevayer the chometz, he's not over on Bal Yirah. Elavadai loy over, v'taima mishum deloy yirah nitik lasei, ulakach einoy over, kishem mevayer lebesoif. When at the end you're being mevaret, I wasn't over b'chal Bal Yirah. So not the pshat up until the point I get rid of it, I'm over Bal Yirah. And when I get rid of it, so that's mesakin, I'm not over, and I did something to rectify it. Tosfos seems to say that if I'm keeping it in order to burn it, and if then I burn it at the end, it's called I was never over on the Issa Bal Yirah. Says the Shagasai in the top left of the page, v'da. Sha'af alpi, Shadas Rashi Kedasri, even though Shifas Rashi is like the Ri, namely, that we call Tajbisu and Bal Yirah a lav, which is, becomes nitik through the assay, not like the Rambam that says it's a lav shem b'maisa. The af api shadas rashi kadasri, the lav the Bal Yirah have a lay nitik lassay. The ha the parte might come in my lay rav lay matze the dom lay, because if you remember the Gemara in Pesachim, what we saw, where the Gemara speaks about that Bal Yirah, there's no malchus because of nitik lassay. Pirish Rashi explains lo yirah. V'inira tashbisu lo'olam hu ba'amoid v'hashbeis kol yimayis amoid. The whole duration of the Yom Tov, we have a chiyuv to get rid of the chometz. So therefore, Rashi is like the Ri that tashbisu is a menatik the lav of Bal Yirah. But mikol makim b'ha poligola. In one nakuda, Rashi argues on the Ri. Usvirale Rashi holds. Even though he gets rid of it during Pesach, But until he gets rid of it, he's over. It's not like Tosfos seems to say that if I hold it and I keep it until I eventually mevayer it, I was misakin l'mafreya, that it was never over. Rashi is clear, says the Shagas Aryeh, that even though at the end you burn it and there's no malchus, until you burn it, you're over ba'ira, similar to Noisa. That calls the man, you leave over the meat, you're over ba'ira, and just you don't get malchus if you're misakin it at the end. What's the raya of the Shagas Aryeh? Sharei b'per kamad b'psachim. Rashi is mefarish a gemara in psachim. Aha, domer Yehuda merav haboidek tzorich sheyivato. The gemara says if someone makes bedikas chametz, he still has to be mevatel the chametz. My timer. Inei memishum pirurim. If because of crumbs which are still there. Haloi choshev, that's not choshev. Why should you have to be mevatel? Amar Rava, gzeira shema yimsa gluska yofa v'dayta ala. Maybe during Pesach he'll find a nice piece of cake and he'll have das on it. Taita gemara v'chimashkech slov, and he'll find it levatel and he mevatel it. Umeshani, the gemara answered, dilma mashkech lo lebasi yisura. Maybe he'll find it after the zman of isur chametz. V'la b'shusa kaimei, and chametz during Pesach is not b'shusai. V'lo imatzi mevatel, he can't be mevatel. Therefore they said that after you make b'dichas chametz, be mevatel everything that you have, even though you checked. Because maybe you missed something, when it'll come Pesach, you'll find it. V'daitei ole, says Rashi. A Pirish Rashi, the daite aleha chashuva hi be'enav v'chos aleha sarfa. He won't want to burn it. Umasha afila regachas. And he, for 1 second, he says, "Oh, let me look at this geshmaka piece of cake." Even though a minute later he's going to burn it. The nimsa oiver al ba'yira ba'yimatz abu mishabitla. But if he's mevatled erev Pesach, ain't no oiver. The like siv ella tashbisu, which means get rid of it. Says the Shagas Aryeh. Umid the kosa v'chos elal sofa masha afila rega achas mashma afa pisha mevare basacha. Even though he burns it, mikol mokim it's called oiver ale b'shar rega achas. Says the Shagas Aryeh. Bezoi has a raya from Rashi, not like the Ri. According to the Ri, when a person gets rid of chometz. At the end, it's considered his act been over by you. And Rashi is up to Shagas Aryeh holds that if he gets rid of it, he's still over and by you up until that point. But when he gets rid of it, that's called his mesak in the lab. So Shagas Aryeh is Mayrich, Shita's Rashi. But the Vala in Tosis is very clear. Tosis says a person keeps chometz, but he's planning to burn it. There's no by you matzah in the first place. In fact, the Nesivas HaMishpat, in his Pirush and Hilchus Pesach, the Mekor Chaim, how can Tosfos say such a thing? That if a person keeps chometz to burn, he's not over ba'ira, because it's nita class A, every nita class A, like we said before, a person is over. And that way, calls my Islam Mekayim Daseh, like Zeila or Noisa. So why should we say if a person owns chometz and Pesach, but he's planning to burn it, because his nita class A is not over, why shouldn't he be over? Says the Mekor Chaim on the bottom right of the page. Ve'ata nevayer b'meshehir b'hashagas Aryeh lista divei ha'toisvot. Says the Mekor Chaim the Nesivos. I would like to answer some of the tema, some of the questions that the Shagas Aryeh asks on Toisvot. Shekosvoi b'psochim choftes t'hamashe chometz k'dei levayer. If someone leaves chometz planning to burn the chometz, ain't no oiva love, he's not oiva and ba'ira. The Tomal Zeh Shagas Aryeh B'Simin Pei Aleph. The Shagas Aryeh is matmi on this. Dim Kain B'Chol Lav Anitak La'Asei Kigoin Gezel Upeya Umashkoin Ve'Oines Shegiresh Yemuta Lav Al Halav Kishadaitel Kaim O'Asei. Since Tosfos seems there, a person leaves chometz planning to burn it. He's not over in the first place. So why don't we say by all lav anitik la'asei, there's never an issa to be over when I'm planning to be menatik la'asei. So the Shagas Aryeh nirulani is daiti diyesh l'chalek bein lav anitik la'asei da'alma u bein lav shekidmoy asei. I'm already the kechidush from the Nesivos. Debishah lav anitik la'asei. a person can't be mekayim loisia leisha unless he first was ma'anis a lady. A person can't be mekayim veheshev ezavzela unless he first was over the isav leisigzot. So for shteitzach, any mitzvah which only comes after the aveira, so you're not allowed to do the aveira to come to the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah doesn't precede the aveira is there first. So for shteitzach, he can't be over an aveira, hamanas to do a mitzvah. But that's only a type of a mitzvah, which the mitzvah first comes after the lav.
Steal and give back.
Since the whole asay comes to be misakin, a wrongdoing, also lekalko kedei lesakin. Rak. The Rachmana Omer im kilkalto. If you are over, asay zois misakin, and now be misakin what you did wrong. Avol, but that's only by a lav, where the lav comes first and then comes the asay. Avol lav shekid my asay. But a lav which the asay precedes the lav, sheyesh kiyum mitzvah afka shaloy ova adayin al halav, v'ha asay loy letikon bilvad nema, rak lemitzvah ban pe navshay. Then, afiloyim ova al halav, afiloyim loy ova al halav adayin, ve'ein soich lesakin oisoy, mikom mokim yesh kiyum mitzvah olav. Get rid of the chometz that you have. When the Torah gives you the ability to kind of say before the lav, then Tosfos holds I could be over the lav and say I'm keeping chometz to burn, because since the asay could be niskayim before the lav, so when I could say I'm not being over b'ayira, because the Torah says what do I have to do not to be over on l'ayira? Get rid of chometz, and to get rid of chometz I can do even before the lav. So even now the Chayri would say once this man of the lav comes I'm over. No, we see the Tashbis already here from before kicking in and saying this chometz is chometz which he's planning to get rid of. Chometz which you're planning to get rid of is not pachal bal yira. Mashen came by all other lav hanitik la'asei. You can't be over the asay unless you're first over the lav. So v'shteitzach, you're not allowed to be over the lav to do the asay. Mashen came over here, we first see a chiv and a person get rid of his chometz. So now even when a person has chometz, but that chometz is planning to get rid of, so we never see the lav there in the first place, and then Tosfos holds you're not over in Bal Yira. A chiddush from the Mekor Chaim, our kaponim, we have a chiluk between all lav hanitik la'asei and tashbisu. Let's learn another akasha on Tosfos. A moedik akasha on Tosfos that the Shagasaya asks. Let's learn through first a piece of Gemara, which we learned a little bit of this Gemara. Let's see the Gemara on the top right of the page, the second piece down on the right. Tanya Nami Yochi. You have it? Tanya Nami Yochi says the Gemara. Ach, b'yoyim harishoin, tashbisu sa'or mi batechem. The Pasuk says, b'yoyim harishoin, tashbisu sa'or mi batechem. Says the Gemara, when is this Rishon? Me'erev Yom Tif? Does it mean Erev Pesach? Oy ein oy ela b'yom tif atzmai. Tamer loy ma loy sishchat al chometz dam zivchi, loy sishchat es ha-Pesach v'adayin chometz kain divir b'shmo. Says in b'shmo we have a Pasuk, loy sishchat al chometz al dam zivchi. You can't have chometz while you shech to Korban Pesach. From here we see it must be that you have to get rid of chometz before this man shechitas Korban Pesach. Divrei Bishma. Rabbi Akiva Oymer Einer Tzorich. What do you mean Einer Tzorich? I don't need this pasuk of a sishcha to teach us that Rishon means Erev Pesach. Why?
Because it can't mean anything else. It can't mean tezva. Why not? Ein etzarech. We don't need this pasuk. Hey, who aime? Because had we learned pshat azoy. Ach b'yoyim harishin tashbisu so'or mi batechem. Get rid of your chametz that you own b'yoyim rishin. Uksiv, the pasuk says, kol malacha lo sasa. You now I do any malacha on Pesach. So how could the Torah say get rid of your chametz? You're not allowed to get rid of it on Pesach. It must be, it means Erev Pesach. Umatzinu lahavara shi'ab malacha. That's a bekiva. Rabbi Yossi oime, a different pshat. Ein atzorich, hari oime, ach b'yemirish, tash b'yisal metechem. Me'erev yomtev, ein ele b'yomtev, tam loime, ach cholak, ach comes to be mechalik, not rishon, but before rishon. Bi b'yomtev atzma imishori, So it must be that it means before Pesach, Erev Pesach. Right? Again, now the Gemara is going to focus on Rabbi Akiva. What did Rabbi Akiva say? It must be Erev Pesach, because if it's Pesach, how can you get rid of the Chometz? Omar Rava. Shema mino mi Rabbi Akiva class. A very important Gemara. Every Gemara is important, but it means important to us to understand the Shagos Ayah. Amar Rav, Shema mino mid Rebbe Kiva class. From Rebbe Kiva we see three chidushim. Chidush number one, Shema mino ein bia chometz ala sreifa. Rai says he holds tashbisu is sreifa. Because tashbisu is to go to a toilet and flush it down, what's the problem? Or to take it outside and to be mafki, what's the problem? Elamai tashbisu means sreifa, like we learn that from Noisa. Memela, he says it can't be on Yom Tiv, it must be Erev Yom Tiv. That's the first Shema Mino of Rava. Shema Mino, Havara L'chalik Yotzis. Shema Mino from the Bekiva, that if he calls it a Av Melacha, Vaisa, he holds it Havara L'chalik Yotzis, not L'lav Yotzis, because if it's L'lav, everything will be the same, just he wouldn't express himself that Havara is an Av Melacha. Since he expressed himself that Havara is a malacha, now I do it on Yom Tov, Vayis Lechayis Havara on Shabbos is b'misa, not with a lav. Second Shema Amina. What's the third Shema Amina? Shema Amina, lo yaminon, hoyil v'hutra Havara l'tzayra, chutra namish al l'tzayra, sedoa klal, from Mitoich. Mitoich says that even though only Oichel Nefesh is mutter to do on Yom Tov. Mitoich shehutra l'tzayich Oichel Nefesh was hutra sheloi l'tzayich Oichel Nefesh. For example, a person wants to make his house warm. Is he allowed to put wood in the fireplace or not? It's not Oichel Nefesh. But since it's a tzayich nefesh, it's a tzayich for a person, so because it's a tzayich, it's muti, even though it's not a tzayich nefesh. Das ruf tzach in the Gemara, mitoich, shehutu l'tzayich, hutu nami shaloi l'tzayich. Lama lai nashtik l'tayisvus. Says tayisvus, lo yaminu mitoich. Di yaminu mitoich, shori, af agav deboin and tzayich hayoim ktsas, hocha, mashem evayir, have a tzayich. Now, a person's not wants to make a nice fire, now I do it on Yom Tov. There's no mitoich for that. There has to be a purpose. What's a purpose? To keep the house warm, or to warm up water for a bath. That's all it's tzayich. So even though it's not oichel nefesh, it's still mutter because I'm doing it for a tzayich. But shaloi l'tzayich is also on Yom Tov. Says Tosfos says, okay. So what is the Gemara saying over here? I would be allowed to burn chometz, because the Bekiva holds mitoich. How do you hold mitoich? What do you mean? Even if you don't hold me, even if you hold mitoich, you have to have a tzayich. The Torah says this is a tzayich. Why is it a tzayich? Because otherwise you're over the iser. Does that make more clear? Shema mina klas. And one of the Shema Mino is that since Rebbe Kiva says Tashbis has to be Erev Pesach, because had it been Pesach, it would have been also to burn chometz, vice because he doesn't hold the mitoich. Says Tosfos, vice from the Gemara that had he held mitoich, it would have been mutter because it would have been a tzayich to burn it on Yom Tov. That says l'didan that we do hold the mitoich. The person finds chometz on Pesach, he's allowed to burn it. Why? Because that's called a tzarech, not to be oyver the iser. Yes, Abayi Salmalayan says, Amen, Ashagasayeh. So the Shagasayeh, on the bottom left of the page, oyd koshali. Yeah? So the Shagasayeh, oyd koshali, al divrei rizal. Who's the ri? There's the ri. Which Tosfos? The one that we learned. The ri says that a person keeps chametz al das to burn it, he's not over bayira. So the Shagasayeh, moyer de kikasha. Oy koshli al divrei harizal, the svira lay, the masha es chimsa al manas levar. If someone keeps his chametz planning to burn it, shapir dami, ve'ino oyver al bayira al bayimotze. What's kashali? Vudapella. Mehod aminin domer bekiva perkamba de psachim. Ach be yemirishatash bisa sami be yontiv ain ela beyontiv. Hareksiv komalachalay sasu. Humatsina lahavora shiab malachim. Vama rova leo shma minomer de bekiva. Deloy amina mitach shut avora le tsayach. Hutchenami shalay le tsayach. Upeish at Tosfos, the Amina Mitoich, had we said Mitoich, Shori, it would be mutter to burn the chametz on Pesach. Af agav dubain and tzorich hayem ktsas, hocha mashem mevaye, have a tzorich, because over here it's a tzorich. The hashta fetish agasayah. Lefidas ri, The kivin diyachol hashoysoi ad say pesach b'masha amnas levaroi im kain ein behavorezu tzoyich klal kivin de'efshe b'lavochi. Fact Shagasai, where is the tzoyich? Bishlom, if you tell me that I have to get rid of chametz every second I'm oivam bal yiro, every second I'm mechuyet to be mashbis the chametz, when it comes down to there's a tzoyich. But if Tosfos is mechadish, that leaving chometz al das to be mevarid in an hour or 2 hours or tomorrow, there's no bayira. So then, even if Rebbe Kiva would have held me toich, it still would have been aser because there's no tzayich. The whole tzayich is in order not to be over the iser, but over here, avada, I have no tzayich because I can wait till tomorrow and I'm not over on anything the way Tosfos says. Yeah? Does fact the Shagasai. Like to learn on this kasha two terutzim. One very poshut, and one abyssal apilpil, and the betna abyssal sablonis, sin line and dem shtigl pizza. Let's learn Eshtens, Megan Milakala Lachoma. Rabbi said, what's lemon in there for them, Gavaldi gonna see this on Mishpat? What's lemon for them to see this? The Siva says a Yisoid in Tosfos. What's his Yisoid? All lav and nitik la'asei, avada inalale bi'oiva and the issa to do la'asei. And the Yotzim in that klal is ba'yiro ba'yimotza. Why is that different? So Siva's given us a klal. Anytime the lav, the asei comes only after the lav, so avada you can't be over the lav to mekayim the asei. Tashbisu precedes the lav. So there, I can leave it to be mashbizit. Right? That's his yisoy. So the bitzel, eba zoy, sfasayim yushak mamish. Let's speak out the Gemara again. Omer Rebbe Kiva. What it says in the pasuk, ach bayoyim harisha in tashbisu. Says Rebbe Kiva, when is yoyim rishon? Is yoyim rishon erev Pesach? Or is yoyim rishon tezvav nisan? So the Bekiva, it can't be Tezvav Rishon, Nisan, why? Because if it's Tezvav Nisan, and Tashbisu means burn it, how could you burn it? It says, how can you burn it? Mitoich. What's the Mitoich? Because it's Tzoich, I'm over. Rabbi says, so let's go. On this side that the Bekiva entertains, what's the side he entertains? That Yom Rishon is Tezvav. So does Tashbisu precede the lava bayira? No? Because Tashbisu means Tezvav. If Tashbisu doesn't mean Yud Dalet, but it means Tezvav, then Tashbisu and Bal Yiro go hand in hand together. And they're bad that Tosis never said his Yisoid. Tosis only says that I'm allowed to leave Chometz, I'm planning to burn it, if Tashbisu kicks in before the Lav. But if Tashbisu and Bal Yiro come together, then it's like any other Lav on the Tiklase. Don't leave Chometz, and if you have Chometz, burn it. So about it then, the halacha would be that I'm not allowed to keep Chometz in for a second. So even though the Gemara is Mevuya, according to the Kiva, that I'd be allowed to burn Chometz had a Hel Mitoich, that's only an assumption that the Gemara is making, that Rishon means Tezvav. So then Tashbisu is only B'Tezvav. But Ali, but the MS that Tashbisu is on Erev Pesach, so Tashbisu comes before the Lav, then Tosis comes and says his Chiddush. Zeyzok Bitzel. Gval de Gazak, let's see it inside. Zok de Bitzel. Yesh lechalik bein Lav anitek laasei da alma, the efshu lekayim hu asei, b'loy aveyes halav klal. This is from the Nesivus. Bevadai loy nichtiv hu asei, rach the tikkun halav. If the asay comes first after the lav, then you won't be able to be over the lav in order to be masakin. Don't come to Bal Yiro. Once we say this is sort of the Nesivus, Nicha Shapa Kushis Hashagas Ayah. Then this Kasha of Mitoich is not Shver. Why not? The Masha Kosa Batoisit, the Masha Chomis Kede Levare. Einoi Oive, Kol Zehulafi Ha'emes. Dach B'yamish and Tashbisuhu Me'erev Yotav. So the Asay precedes the Lav. Vizeh have a Bal Yiro, Lav Shekid Maasei. The Bal Yiro ain't over at a Laila. Ulon if you are so kedaita. But the way the Gemara in Pesachim read Zois, Dach B'yem Mevishim Tashbisu is maybe on Yom Tiv, Nimsa, Tu Kichol Lav Anitag Lasei Dal, Medi'ev Shalakai Maasei, B'loya Ve'er Salav. That Bal Yiro over Meyorta, and Tashbisu is only Tezvav. Then came in Meila, Gam B'masha, Amanasavar, over B'Bal Yiro, Bal Yimotze. From the Piyitzel of the Mitzvah Petterberg based on their Yisoid from the Nesivus. Those is Aim Shad Zeya Poshe Gazach. Rabbi says, yes, we will learn in Bifnim a Moyudik, a Chiddush. From the Bitzel, a different angle, a different way how to answer this kasha, mit der gewaltige Yisoid von der Stikel Orzerua. You ready, Rabbi Yisai? Fasten your seatbelts. Come on again. Okay, Nira, the top right of side base. You have it? Okay, Nira. Yeah. Okay, Nira, Liyashe, Be'ezes Hashem. Someone doesn't have it. If someone is safe here, if someone look inside, get the safe. Someone doesn't have? Top shelf. All the way on top. Piyitzel, right there. Left. One to the right. One. Okay. Simon Yedzayin. Okay, near Liyasha Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. V'yisbar behektim be'inyan ikka mitzis asei tashbisu deksiv ach b'yoy merishan tashbisu so'ar mi b'teichem imudavke b'yodalid oida asei zu noid kol Pesach. In Pasuk Shteyt Abois in Chumash Shteyt in Parshas Bo'i. Ach B'yoy harishon tashbisu so'or mi b'teichem. Learning Poshe Pshat in Cheder, the Pasuk says, not ach mi yoyim harishon, but ach b'yoyim harishon. It sounds like that this mitzvah was given for Yoimishin. Whatever Yoimishin is, question mark. Is Yoimishin Tezvav or Yoimishin Yedal? Dafavisin. But the Pasuk state, Ach, B'yoim Harishin Tashbisam B'vitech. The Moshel. Zel Bazach state, B'yoim Hashmini, Yimo B'sar Olasai. Does it mean from the eighth day? Or does it mean on the eighth day there's a mitzvah milah? It means on the eighth day. Once you're over the eighth day, you still have a chiyah milah. But it's not b'yoyim arish, b'yoyim ashmini yimah b'sar alasa. B'yoyim ashmini yimah b'sar alasa means there's a specific mitzvah of milah b'shmini. Yet, Milman Wissen, as you stay in the Pasuk, Ach, b'yoyim arish and tashbisu. Is there a specific mitzvah on yoyim rishon or not? Whenever that yoyim rishon is. Or, we might see the Pasuk mipshutai, and we say, b'yoyim rishon means, mi yoyim rishon. Doesn't the shayla. Okay, Niralani is daiti viizbor behektim beinyan ikka mitzvah sasei de tashbisu kidiksiv ach b'yoyim arishin tashbisu zomi batechim hu dafka biyadalid oi daaseizu noyeg kol ha-pesach vihine v'tshuvas noyde biyehuda chelot beisim imem kosa v'zel ha-shoyna oma ha-shapik berk loyma daasei da-shbos ha-sor loy shaycha b'pesach rach b'ere pesach. So now you hear the business that the Shoyal wrote him, that since it says B'yayim HaRishon, it means Yayim HaRishon, only Erev Pesach. So to know you hear the Hinei, May Oilam Lo Nistapik Odom B'zeh, Kainot Kaimel Nish Gecholent, that it doesn't apply only on the first day. Da'asei Zu Shaycha Kol Yimei HaPesach. Avada B'yayim HaRishon means Agansi Yomtev. V'chein Kosi B'chelok Aleph Simen Chof. The chain kosev shagas ayeh simen pei the chainir midivy atoys shakosev bepsachim the bayro have a nitzak lasei. No, it's nitzak lasei. We're speaking about on Pesach when you have bayro. Ulam b'tshuva is gur ayeh Yehuda a tshuva sefer fear the sefer hey midivy amogin Avraham simen tof menvav le'inyan hamoitze chometz biyomtev shekosav the chometz nami asei v'loy saseyu. Mog Avraham says chometz is alive in asei, and if you remember we had that from the Rambam Masefa Mitzvahs b'shem Ayushalmi in Masechtes Bros Sanhedrin. Yisham, the Rambam brings the Sefer HaMitzvah. How do I know that Tashbisa was an Asay? Because Yisham, he said that a person has Chometz on Pesach, he's over an alav and an Asay. Vayisach is Asay is on Pesach. When you have the Baal Yiro, you also have an Asay. Adishtei the Mogen Avram. Says the Gur Ari Yehuda. Hey, we did it, HaMogen Avram, Le'inyin HaMoitze Chometz B'yomtif, Shekosav, the Chometz Nami Asay V'loisa Asayhu. Because of Gur Ayah near Midvarav, it will be mashed for the Mogen Avraham. The Gam Biyomtev Ikke Bechometz Asay Dach Biyamish Tashbisu. Uve Mechilas Kvoid Horama. It's right there. Mechilas Kvoid Hamogen Avraham. Lo Yadaiti Menolei Ho. I don't know where he got this from. Ve'af la'atayse sham shekosed demayri achaz man hayne davka achashesh be'erev yontiv ava menolon degam be'pesach yoy v'amitzasei tashbisu ayin sham sheherich v'fayashe v'atayse de'bayiru ava nitek lasei shrek to Gura Yehuda adobo poshet bayem ashe shteit mechumish b'yem herishon it means only yem herishon v'hine acha ho'iyon matzasi b'seifa o'zerua the perish elekei haruchos laharash mipalyush. The sedor apayit that we say Shabbos Agodl elekei haruchos that goes through all Hilchos Pesach and the ozerua in Hilchos Pesach were the perish on that payit, and in that payit he writes as follows: the ozerua ubeshem riva nema. It was said in the name of the riva, one of the Bali Tosfos, shachito shenimtzas bepesach. If someone finds a chita on Pesach on Yom Tov, he has to put a kli on top of it and burn it chol hamoed. Why? Kishema, because maybe b'yoyim arishin tazbisu dastik nelel shvatzalem tevaru lav dafka b'yoyim arishin duhu adin yemei Pesach. Arivat Asofin. Person pines a piece of challah on Pesach, he has to put a kli on top of it and burn a chol hamoed. Asofin. Maybe yeah, maybe not. Maybe he doesn't have to burn it. What's the suffix? The suffix is maybe tashbisu only means the first day. So even though I've had on Pesach, I'm not allowed to keep it, but tashbisu I don't have. If I don't have tashbisu, I don't have to burn it. Rabbeinu Yankee Pirish, the Mizman Ha'isaveile, Koyish Lash Biura, him came to Nachita Seif, and Rabbeinu Yankee holds, the Tashbisa goes for a whole Yontav. Usafa Biyontav, Yevsha, Duba Biyamish and Davka, Vitoiv Liya is Kaifel of Kli, Hine Befirish, Dvar of Nere Boru, Shanistapik, Imasei, Daach Biyamish and Tashbisa, Hu, Davka Biyamish, Oi Da Seizu Noyeg, Bechola Pesach. So we have Eshtens. And the Yehuda had a double posha. Tashbisa means by Yom Rishon, but the Ibulan and Pasha's boy. Achbi Yomishon means from Yom Rishon. Tashbisa is on my potato. So to go out of Yehuda and Fashtain, if we have the Kamala Pshat, the Chumash Azoi, Achbi Yom Rishon, Tashbisa means on the first day there's a mitzvah Sasev Tashbisa. Zokta Pitz or Bitz of Petterberg as in Arzurua is Mistapit. He held a suffix if Tashbis is only the first day all the other days, and the Rebbeinu Yankov held his Poshet all the other days. Come to Bitz on Zokta Zay. Umeata Nira Loime Dova Chodosh Beza Hashem Izbar. Even though we showing them seem to say clearly, Tashbisa applies for all the days of Pesach. It's not that the pasuk means from the first day and the duration of Pesach there's Tashbisa. The Eina Kolab Yomishim Shadai, and that doesn't finish. Lel after your mission, to have a kilo like Siv Klab your mission. Kilo the Torah has nothing to do with your mission. Im Kain Be'emes Lama Kosra Torah be your mission. Because if your mission is Lab Dafka, just a starting point, so why does it say in the pasuk Ach be your mission Tashbisa? V'lachein nira had that boy say Gavaldigi Yisoy. The Be'emes Hoasei Shul Ach be your mission Tashbisa Hu Dafka be your mission. He was mevatel asay of ach biyomishin elo. The mikol mokim yafina because they yeshava saar meloy ra. The asay zu noye gam laach hashava yinay mishin kol yinay pesa. The Gemara brings drushes of the word Tashbisa saar ach bi Tashbisa besar mi beteichem to what it says in the pasuk saar lo yimati mi beteichem saar saar. Because the yeshava tells us that during Pesach it still applies Tashbisa. Even though it's not Yom Mishin. So we have a mitzvah asay of Ach be Yom Mishin Tashbisu as man for the mitzvah of Tashbisu. If that zman passed, you are mevatel a mitzvah of Yom Mishin Tashbisu. Do you still have a Tashbisu? Yes, a new Tashbisu. A Tashbisu that we learn out from Sa'ar, that during Pesach there's also a mitzvah Tashbisu. Later, what he's going to say, this is mamish a moshul to someone who has a mitzvah of making a mila b'yoy mashmini, and he makes it on yoy machi. Was he mevatel b'yoy mashmini yimel b'sar alosai? Yes. Does he still have a mitzvah of mila? Yes. Thus is tashbisu together with this din of achsoy yimatzi b'batechen. Again. The Be'emes Ho'asei Shalach B'Yemishin Tashbisu Hu Dafke B'Yemishin. V'mo'ove hayoyim v'loy hishbis chimtsoi bitel ho'asei da'ach b'yamishin. Elo, d'mikomokim yafinim b'gzei yeshova. So'or, milo yiro'a, da'asei zu noyeg gam la'acha sh'or v'yamishin kol yimei pesa. V'inei der doymel mamish b'mitzis asei d'mila. D'ksiv ach b'yamishin imo b'sar olosoi. B'yamashmini imo b'sar olosoi. V'mikomokim gam acher Yom Hashmini mitzvah asei lomu. Ayin pirush Rashi b'Shabbos di b'masa beinoni goyin shalei b'zmano v'ovim mitzvah olav nafkalei mihimo lachem kol zocher anu yafusa that there's still a chiyuv after Yom Hashmini. Al kaponim haydegam acha Yom Shmini lepokem mitzvah asei demila ubimikol moka imimova Yom Shmini v'loimol bitel asei zu de b'Yom Hashmini imo. There's a chiyuv of tashbisu for whole yontif. Just like there's a chiyuv mila achay yom shmini, but the Torah gives a specific mitzvah that say of ach b'yoy mishen, not miyoy mishen, but b'yoy mishen tashbisu mi b'teichen. Do you have that mitzvah afterwards? Yes, because we learn out seor that tashbisu still applies during Pesach. Memeilot's nitik lasei because they still have tashbisu, but b'yoy mishen I missed. Just like a father, it doesn't make a meal of b'yoy mishen. Let me get invited. Boys, so far, mishkefel. Let me get invited. Va'pi hanochazu nira demashakosa v'atayse b'psachim to b'mashe chometz b'pesach. V'daita levara ein oive boise shehiya. Loi mishkachas lo lahai dino kiyem b'soich ha-pesach. When does Tosfos say that if a person leaves chometz to burn, he's not over, that's during Pesach. Ukemevoy Hashem, with the Gemara Tosfos is speaking about, lift his chometz lehetish b'moid, and mishum da'asei da'hashbosa b'soich ha-pesach, ein lo kviya zman, ad soif ha-pesach, Oh yeah, feel the mashal comes be a dollar, the dietal of our coin of area, the hino, the mashkos of our coin that state that's piece of chala bechatsois, voivala bechorega, mevaro, and mekomokim efshe, dim dietal of our coin of area, enoiva, ulam, the mishiesh, the comes bere pesach, umashe at toicha pesach, afa bisha dietal of our, mekomokim eno moil klal, the leinin hoasei, the ach be a mission tashbisu, mikiven sh'ova yamishin v'lo hishbis, bitul hoasei. The asei zu yesh lo kviya zman, rak be a mission. V'mashe chomets ad la'acha yamishin, av shedaitoi levaroi, have a commotion, mashe ad la'acha pesach v'daitoi levaroi. Zop to azoi. A person has a baby. And today, he couldn't have a meal of Yom Shmini, now it's Yom Tshi. Yom Tshi, for him it's, today is a Sunday, his day off, he decides he's going to wait till Monday. What did he do? He was ma'acher a mitzvah. He was ma'acher. You have a mitzvah, a bol yodcha, do it as soon as altach mitzvah. He does it in an hour, okay, so we'll do it in an hour. He'll do it tomorrow, he'll do it tomorrow. He wasn't mevatel his mitzvah. He was ma'acher his mitzvah. He delayed it. Okay? Nishta tzadik k'moshe Rabbeinu. Abul Maisa, he was mekayim his mitzvah. But, if today is Sunday and it's Yom Shmini, for him his day off, he has to go golfing, and tomorrow he'll make the bismillah on a Monday. He was mevatel a mitzvah. Because his chiyuv is today. Softa im kain. If Tosfos says a person leaves chometz to burn it in an hour, or to burn it tomorrow, So he was ma'acha his chiyav of tashbisu. But he wasn't mevatel the mitzvah. Because the chiyav is, get rid of chametz. I'm going to get rid of it. Give me a chance. I have things to do now. So he was ma'acha the mitzvah, but he wasn't mevatel the mitzvah. Oh, but if a person on Yom Rishon says, let me wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow is better if we make it the bonfire. So he was mevatel the mitzvah. Why? Because b'yoy mishan main pshuta k'mashmo ach b'yoy mishan. Today you have to do it, like yoyim shmini l'milosoi. If you're going to push it off till tomorrow, you'll mevatel this mitzvah. Do you still have a mitzvah? Yeah. You have like a mila shaloi bizmana, you have a tashbisu because of the drosha of a sa'or sa'or. Clear? Noch eichet. Ganz gut. Kann es verstehen. A melantis kann man das verstehen. Right? Yes. A bazoi, let me get into the punchline. Ulefi'anal nirali yasha be'ezas Hashem yizborach ma'adakasha le'tuva lefi'atoises hanal. So do a gvaldige kasha on toises in mesechtes psach, which is the re. Abba, he said before he's going to be moisif a gvaldige yisoy on this. But as long as we're mamish in this trend of thought, let's just skip a paragraph, Malpeh. According to this, the kasha of mitoich is poshut, right? Well, we're trying to be yashiv a gavaldigi kasha and toisvus. The Gemara says that if a kiva says, ach bi emishn has to be erev Pesach and not Pesach, because you can't burn it on Pesach. Hey, Gemara, why can't you burn it? Because he doesn't hold the mitoich. Had he held mitoich? You could, why? Because it's a soyech. Fetish Agasayah, where's the soyech according to Tosfos? I'll leave it till tomorrow and I'll burn it tomorrow, it won't be over. Teretz says, again, the Gemara is assuming that what does Yom Mishan mean? Tezvav. So the Kiva can't mean Tezvav, because had it mean Tezvav, then I can't burn it. And Teretz says, burn it. So the Gemara, what's wrong with burning it? It's the same mitoich. Says Tosfos must be there's a tzayich. Fedeshagas said there's no tzayich. Wait till tomorrow. Nay, you can't wait till tomorrow. You know why? Because if ach b'yom rishon means the tezvav, there's like yom shmini l'milosoi. If it's yom shmini, you have to do the assay today. Push it off tomorrow. It's not an ichur. It's a bittul. If it's a bittul, then about it's a tzayich. Now ali b'de'emes yom rishon means Erev Pesach. If it means Erev Pesach and not Tezvav, so then on Pesach, if you push off till tomorrow, you were ma'acha, you weren't in the battle. But if Yom Rishon would have meant Tezvav, then it would have been a bittul. Thus the bittul's teretz and the shagas ayis kasha. Let's take a look inside first. Basically, we're going to skip down me'ata, the bottom line, because this will be a clearer hemshuch. Me'ata miyushiv shape kusha shagasai al shita zatoisa now. The bedaita levaro ein oive dim kain minole lerova loichiach midir bekiva doy mina mitoich dil meisle. That's the Shagas Ayis Kasha. Ulam, Fize, Miyushiv Shape. The Lefi, Asal Kedai, that like to have him near the Gemara. Dach, be a mission Tashbisu, who be Yomtiv Atzmo, Imkain, Yevshula Shoysad Lachi Yomtiv Ishan, because this man is Yom Misha, like Shmini.
Mission is Tezvav, then Avad Tashbisu is only Tezvav. Afterwards, you have to be Mevayed, yeah, but you missed the Zman of the Mitzvah. Like Shmini Lemilosoi, Azavishtein Nemozeruah. Chumt Yetz Rebitzel, and Azop the Gabal de Gehisafa. Let's learn a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, which is halacha in Shulchan Aruch, is Kemat word for word in a Mishnah, Mesechtes Psachim, Daf Mem Pesam and Aleph. Lamelan in the bottom, Rabbi Yisai, Siv Zayin, Simen, Tuf, Mem, Dalet.
Yes? Ha'hoylech b'yoyim ha'ba'osel l'dva mitzvah. K'loin lomul es b'noy. A person has a baby somewhere, where's Lamazogan in Lakewood? The son is in Lakewood to make a bismila, and now he's traveling from Chicago to Lakewood, Erev Pesach, to make a bismila. Koilamul es benoi, Alechol Sudas Eirisin, Bebeis Choma, the Nizka, and on the way he remembered, Sheesh Chomas Bebeiso, he has Chomas at home. Im Yucho Lachse Lebeiso Levaer, Velachse Lemitzvasi Yachsiva, if you can go home. Get rid of the chametz and go back to do the mitzvah, you should do that. Vim la, but if not, yivatlena b'liboy, you should make bittul, even though b'drabbanon bittul doesn't help, but b'mokim mitzvah, they said you could rely on bittul. Now, when is this speaking about? Obviously, before chatzos. Because after Chatzos, you can't be mevatel anymore. So Tavdem the Mogen Avraham Umashma, to the left of the page, by the little hand over there. Umashma, if it's already shoshishes, then it can't be mevatel. What should you do then? Deine b'shusi levatel, yachzer miyad, you should right away go back to where you have your chometz and get rid of it. Why? L'chayra, this person has an assay of Tashbisa, an assay of Bismila. So why does he have to go back for Tashbisa? Says the Magen Avraham, the high assay, the high assay, the assay the Tashbisa chomet fei, shekol shaitoi over olav, mash'en kein b'mila v'inoch. Tashbisa is more chomer. Because every second that you have chometz, you're over on tashbisa. So that's more chomer than mila, which is not every second, one time chiyuv to do. Mashen ki tashbisa, you're over korega v'rega. They stay the Mogen Avraham. Let's learn together, Rabbi Yisai, another hemshach from the bitzel, dira masu l'fiyah now. L'fiyah now, nir liyasha, be'ezes Hashem, my dekosha li tuva l'shitas ha'tesis ha'nal. On Tosfos Ashita, again, you have it?
Yeah.
Lefi Anal, the middle column, Lefi Anal. Again, we're handling Tosfos that says that a person keeps chometz amanas to burn, he's not over. So the Magna says, a bitzel, I have another gavaldig kasha on Tosfos. Besides the kasha mitoich, which we took care of, he has another kasha. The shita is anal dinei. B'shulchan Aruch simin tof mem dalid sivzai mevuyah. Ha'holich b'yoyim arba'osa l'dva mitzvah k'in lomol es b'noi v'nizka sheyesh chomes b'beisoi im yochel lachzeh l'beisoi l'vay v'lachzeh l'mitzvosa yachzeh v'yivay. If you can go back and be mevatel, good. V'im lav yivatlenu b'libay. V'hu mishna psochim daf emtes. V'ayim mogen avom shekosa v'hu mashma v'im hu mitchila shova v'hu l'mayla. Deina b'shusei levato yafse miyad. Go back right away. V'chei mashu b'rambam b'shum d'hai asei v'hai asei b'tashbisu chomet b'chol shay toivola mashen ke b'mi levina. V'inei mashu kosev mogino u'mashu ma'hain ganke m'divya ha'mishna v'divya ha'shukhanor hu'loshan ha'mishna v'chei mevush b'shiltis l'fi zeh l'fi shidiz ha'toisvus the mashu chomet z'amanas levayir ein o'ive im kein sorichin godl amai doicha asei d'tashbisu Lasei de Mila. Hoze yesh takona. She died to levaya b'seicha pesa. V'lo yah b'kal. Lasei de tashbisa. Vim kain. Ma b'kachta asei b'tashbisa. Kol shayta oiva lov. Ho b'day to levaya. Ain't oiva. Fet a gavaldik ikasha. How could Tosfos say that if I have chometz and I plan to burn it eventually, I'm not oiva? So that's the case. Why, if a guy chaps on the way to his bismillah at 12:30, he chaps, oy, 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 I have a Danish in the refrigerator I didn't get rid of. Says Mogadavon, go back. Go back. I have mila. Yeah, but here you're oiva every second until you get rid of it. Why are you oiva every second? Tosfos says, I'm not oiva. It's a Mishnah. You're not oiva because you're planning to burn it. Teretz is, where is the Mishnah speaking about? On Erev, no. The Mishnah is Erev Pesach. The Mishnah is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach? You can't keep it to be mevarit
during Chol HaMoed, because it'd be mevatel the mitzvah on you tashbisu. Eibaz Lois says the mitzvah is not shver on the toises. What's the kasha on toises? Toises says if you plan to get rid of your not over, so why do you have to go home to get rid of your chometz instead of the bismila? What says? Teres is the bismila. He'll do later. In other words, even though he's going to move out to Yom Shemini, Teres is, but Tashbisu is Mochama. Because if you're going to, the Tashbisu is every second after Chatzos, you have a chiv to do. Hey, but say, that's Mochama than the mitzvah asay of Mila. I, Teres said, I'm planning to burn it. I have no Issa B'chal. Yeah, that's on Pesach. I'm finished there, Pesach.
Then how do we explain over here about this? You should take a keli if you find chometz in his house, he puts it on top, this in order, this is not a water, this is not a burn.
Right.
Go and flush it on the toilet.